This is PCJ Radio International.
Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the program. We begin today with a recording from Oliver Nelson, made May 27th, 1960. It was recorded by Rudy Van Gelder and is part of the RVG Remaster Series, where Rudy Van Gelder goes back and takes a listen to some of the old masters and remasters them for the digital format. The album is called Screamin' the Blues, and also features Eric Doffell on alto sax, Richard Williams on trumpet, Richard Wines on piano, George DeVere on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. Here's a composition that Oliver Nelson composed himself, 3 seconds.
Thank you.
Nelson and 3 Seconds. Oliver Nelson wasn't just a phenomenal sax player, he was also an amazing arranger and conductor. In the late 60s and early 70s, while he was signed to RCA Victor, he did a number of swing big band albums, which have become classics. Joe Henderson's album In and Out is another one that's part of the Rudy Van Gelder remastering series. Here's In and Out from the album of the same name, featuring Kenny Dorman on trumpet, Joe Henderson, of course, on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Richard Davis on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. It was produced by Alfred Lyon and recorded April 10th, 1964. Thank you. Joe Henderson from the album In and Out with the title track In and Out. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking. Now time for George Shearing, Lullaby of Birdland.
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Oh, Pisa, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest man that I've ever seen. I guess if you said so, I'd have to pack my bag and go. Hit the road, Jack, don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, don't you come back no more.
Certainly an interesting arrangement of the Ray Charles hit, Hit the Road Jack, but they're performed by Shirley Horn. Before that, George Shearing, Lullaby of Birdland. If you wish to contact us, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. Once again, jazz@pcjmedia.com. Nina Simone, I Put a Spell on You.
Put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. You better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. No. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, Daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Thank you. a spell on you, because I'm a bandy, I'm better than them.
Nina Simone, I Put a Spell on You. Lalo Schifrin was not just known for film scores and film themes, but also ventured into the world of Latin jazz, traditional jazz, big band jazz, and worked with some large composers like Michel Legrand and others. In the late 1990s, he recorded a number of sessions for the WDR network in Germany with their big band, the WDR Big Band. They were for broadcast only and were finally made available on CD a few years later. Here he is conducting the band, featuring a who's who also of other musicians, including, just to name a few, John Faddis, Paquita de Rivera, John Riley, and other well-known names. Blues. Lalo Schifrin, blues. He also plays piano on that session and conducts at the same time. Let's now move to Carol Weisman, Lucky to Be Me.
I used to think it might be fun to be anyone else but me. I thought that it would be a pleasant surprise just to wake up as a couple of other gals. But now that I found you, I've changed my point of view. And now I wouldn't give a dime to be anyone else but me. Fortune smiled and came my way, bringing joy I never thought I'd see. Well, I'm so lucky to be me. What a night, suddenly you came in sight, looking just the way I thought you'd be. Well, I'm so lucky to be me. Well, I am simply thunderstruck at this change in my luck. But I knew at once I wanted you. Never dreamed you'd want me to. Well, I am so proud you chose me from all the crowd. There's no other girl I'd rather be. While I could laugh out loud, I'm so lucky to be me. see. Well, I'm so lucky, lucky to be me. Oh, what a night. Suddenly you came in sight. Oh, looking just the way I thought you'd be. Well, I'm so lucky to be me. Well, I am simply thunderstruck at this change in my luck. But I knew at once I wanted you. Never dreamed you'd want me to. What a day, fortune smiled and came my way. There's no other girl I'd rather be. Well, I could laugh out loud, 'cause I'm so proud. I'm lucky, I'm lucky, lucky to.
Carol Wiseman, Lucky to Be Me. For some time now, I've been searching for an album that was made between two phenomenal violinists. First, swing violinist Stepan Grappelli and classical violinist Yehudi Menuhin. There is a version of it that is on the market, but it's not the exact one that I'm looking for. It's a very interesting combination of these two giants playing together. And of course, playing with giants is something that Stepan Grappelli is no stranger to. Earlier on in his career, he made a number of sessions in Belgium with Django Reinhardt. We're going to listen to the Django Reinhardt, Stepan Grappelli version of Sweet Georgia Brown.
Thank you.
Stephen Grappelli and Django Reinhardt, Sweet Georgia Brown. Leonard Oberg and his orchestra have recorded a number of sessions for Swedish radio and television. One of the most interesting is a suite that he wrote called Seven Pieces. And it was performed in full on Swedish radio in the year 2000, and then finally released as a recording. And it is a very odd mix of traditional jazz and avant-garde jazz. Here is one of the movements from this suite, The Dawn.
Thank you.
Dawn from Lynette Arberg's Seven Pieces Suite. And with that, we've come again to the end of this edition of the program. If you wish to contact us, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. Once again, jazz@pcjmedia.com. Until next time, so long, take care. We'll see you in 7 days.